they're interesting and add a lot to the text. Foolish assumptions. Hundreds of books on cognitive psychology exist. Many are technical, long, dry, specialized, or cover a very narrow area of cognition. We wrote Cognitive Psychology for Dummies, assuming the following. You want to understand how people think, see, and remember things. You have questions about how the human mind works. You're starting a course in cognitive psychology and haven't studied it before. You found other textbooks too complicated, dry, or technical. You're simply interested in people. You have a basic understanding of psychology, probably from an introductory course or reading Psychology for Dummies. You want to discover a few tips on improving your own cognition. Beyond the book. The area of cognitive psychology is so vast that its contents would fill far more than this book. Given that it's really interesting and exciting, we want to give you as much chance to learn about it as possible, and so we put some extras on the internet. In addition to the printed chapters, you can find loads more free Cognitive Psychology for Dummies information at dummies.com/extras/cognitive psychology. In an online cheat sheet found at dummies.com/cheat sheet/cognitive psychology, we include a quick guide to some central cognitive psychology ideas on memory, language, and problem solving, among other topics. Where to go from here? We organize this book in a logical representation of how the human brain works. Information comes in, is remembered, spoken, and thought about. But each chapter is self-contained so that you can dip in and out at your leisure. Except for the first and last parts, each part deals with a different element of cognitive psychology, so you can pick out the sections that you're most interested in or are struggling with the most. Use the table of contents and index to find what's most relevant to you. If you're new to the subject, you may want to start with chapter 1 and listen to the book in sequence, but you don't have to listen to it from beginning to end. We hope that you find the book educational, informative, and entertaining. We think that you'll like it and learn a lot about yourself as you go. If you do, tell your friends about it. Part 1. Getting started with cognitive psychology. Web extras. Go to dummies.com for bonus information about cognitive psychology and almost any other topic that interests you. In this part, understand what cognitive psychology is and why it's so darn important. Realize how cognitive psychology influences every aspect of the human experience that involves thinking. Find useful tips on how cognitive psychology can improve your cognitive skills in school, college, university, and almost all walks of life. Chapter 1. Understanding cognition. How you think, see, speak, and are. In this chapter, defining cognitive psychology, detailing the discipline's research methods, looking at some limitations. How do you know that what you see is real? Would you notice if someone changed her identity in front of you? How can you be sure that when you remember what you saw, you're remembering it accurately? Plus, how can you be sure that when you tell someone something, that the person understands it in the same way as you do? What's more fascinating than looking for answers to such questions, which lie at the heart of what it means to be, well, you? Cognitive psychology is the study of all mental abilities and processes about knowing. Despite the huge area of concern that this description implies, the breadth of the subject's focus still sometimes surprises people. Here, we introduce you to cognitive psychology, suggesting that it's fundamentally a science. We show how cognitive psychologists view the subject from an information processing account, and how we use this view to structure this book. We also describe the plethora of research methods that psychologists employ to study cognitive psychology. The rest of this book uses the philosophies and methods that we describe here, and so this chapter works as an introduction to the book as well. Introducing cognitive psychology. Cognitive psychologists